What is building you? Proverbs 18 is filled with architecture: towers, walls, fortified cities, barred gates. Yet its deepest concern is not the building of cities, but the building of souls. The walls, we imagine. In the ancient Near East, a walled city meant survival. Archaeologists still uncover massive gates, defensive towers, and reinforced walls built against invasion. Against this background, the chapter presents three fortresses: wealth, offended relationships, and the name of the Lord. Wealth appears to its owner like an unscalable wall, but only in his own imagination, verse 11, World English Bible. Money can purchase insulation, yet it cannot finally provide refuge. An offended brother can also become a fortress, barred from reconciliation. Injury hardens into architecture. Then comes the true tower, the name of the Lord. In Scripture, God's name is not a religious password. It means his revealed character, his holiness, mercy, faithfulness, and covenant presence. The Hebrew verb translated safe in verse 10, sagav, carries the sense of being lifted beyond an enemy's reach. We are not saved by thinking religious thoughts, but by fleeing into the God who has made himself known. Augustine described humanity as divided between two cities formed by two loves, the love of self and the love of God. Proverbs 18 asks which city we are building, and where we run when fear arrives. Words become interior rooms. The chapter also traces the strange journey of speech. Words begin as deep waters, become delicious morsels, descend into the chambers of the belly, the concrete Hebrew expression behind innermost parts, and finally bear fruit that we must eat. This is why gossip is so dangerous. It does not merely pass through the ears, it furnishes the inner life. We become inhabited by words we repeatedly welcome. Death and life are in the tongue because speech plants realities in both speaker and hearer. The remedy is not merely silence, but listening. Verse 13 condemns answering before hearing. Verse 17 reminds us that the first account sounds convincing until it is questioned. Wisdom refuses the intoxication of immediate certainty. In an age of instant reaction, careful listening is an act of humility, and almost an act of rebellion. The friend who clings. The final verse speaks of a friend who sticks closer than a brother. The Hebrew verb dabak means to cling or hold fast. It also describes covenant attachment in Genesis 2:24 and Deuteronomy 10:20. Such friendship is more than companionship. It is faithful presence that will not loosen its grip when life becomes costly. This proverb finds its fullest horizon in Christ. He does not remain outside our barred city. He comes near, bears the deadly fruit of human speech, false witness, mockery, condemnation, and calls us friends. Today, examine your inner architecture. Which words are furnishing your heart? Which grievance has become a wall? Which imagined security replaces God? Run again to the name revealed in Jesus. Suggested readings: Psalm 61:1-4, James 1:19-26, James 3:1-12, John 15:13-15. Hymn: A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Prayer. Lord Jesus, dismantle my false fortresses. Guard the chambers of my heart, teach me to hear before answering, and make my words a harvest of life. Be my refuge, and make me a faithful friend who clings in love. Amen.